I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. Dozens of households from a Northern Territory remote community will today find out how much the government owes them for failing to maintain rental homes to basic legal standards. The case is nearing the end point of a 9-year legal battle brought by 70 households from the remote community of Santa Teresa. In 2015, the community took the Northern Territory Government to court over a long list of unresolved housing issues, including leaky sewage, exposed electrical wiring, and no running water or ventilation. In a previous determination, the lead plaintiff, Ms. Young, was offered just $4.93 a day for the government's failure to provide her with a front door to her home for more than 5 years. The Senate inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women and children is expected to hand down its report today. Indigenous women are 33 times more likely to end up in hospital due to domestic violence and are 8 times more likely to die from it. The inquiry has been running for 2 years. The Victorian Aboriginal Child Care Agency says the state government are putting young people at risk by not raising the age of criminal responsibility to 14 years old. On Tuesday, Premier Jacinta Allan, flanked by Attorney General Jacqueline Symes and Police Commissioner Shane Patton, announced they would not be following through on the former Premier Daniel Andrews' promise. VACA CEO Auntie Muriel Bamblett says these people need help, not to be locked up in cold cells.
A lot of these children are already in child protection. They're, you know, on the dual order children, so they're children who are in the control of child protection. And the push in Victoria to have Aboriginal communities taking greater control and greater responsibility. And I think what we were hoping for is with the direction of government, that we would be able to take greater control of children in the justice system so that we can actually work with those children around their offending behaviour, to work with their families, to work in their communities, to come up with approaches rather than locking our children and young people up.
The Federal Greens are calling for the government to commit to a full ban on gambling advertising. National Radio News' Noah Second reports from Canberra.
The Labor government is yet to commit to any of the 31 recommendations following an inquiry into gambling ads. Frontbencher Bill Shorten says the government is trying to balance gambling advertising reforms against any loss of revenue for Australian media organisations. However, Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the government isn't working in the interests of local media.
Have the guts to ban the advertising, tax the big tech companies, and fund journalism. That's what needs to happen.
Senator Hanson-Young says the reforms are targeted only at advertising and not for an end to the gambling industry as a whole.
The Federal Education Minister says the latest NAPLAN results show serious reform is needed to build a better and fairer school education system. NAPLAN are the annual literacy and numeracy tests taken by students across the country in years 3, 5, 7 and 9. This year's results show nearly 1 in 10 students are below the minimum standards. That number was even higher for Indigenous students, with 1 in 3 needing additional support. Speaking in Parliament, Education Minister Jason Clare says the results show there is a need for real reform.
What they show is that about 1 in 10 children who sat the test are below the minimum standard that we set for literacy and numeracy. But that's across the board. What it also shows is it's 1 in 3 children from poor families. And it's 1 in 3 children from the bush. And it's 1 in 3 Indigenous children.
We'll have more coming up next.
The skills you bring will help us find better ways. And your ideas will help us shape a future we can all be proud of. We all bring something different. Grow with us. riotinto.com/careers.
Program sponsor.
The New South Wales Liberal Party has failed to nominate candidates in dozens of local government areas ahead of next month's council elections. The deadline for nominations was midday yesterday. However, the party reportedly failed to lodge nominations in time, meaning some councils will have no Liberal candidates for voters to consider. In a statement, State Director Richard Shields says the party was unable to nominate in all the local government areas they were put forward by the state executive. And he apologised to Liberal-endorsed councillors who would not be nominated. To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au. And if you missed a bulletin, you can catch up on the Community Radio Plus app.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, But if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Aponipama Clinic and Wellbeing Centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
Testing for bowel cancer is simple, private and free. Your free kit is available every 2 years from age 45 to 74. If found early, 90% of bowel cancers can be successfully treated. Doing your bowel cancer screening test every 2 years can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family and your community. For more information, have a yarn with your health professional or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Back with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Big shout out to the NIRS team. All right, too deadly. Bengara's 2024 Dance Clan has been announced. We're talking about for over 25 years, Dance Clan has fostered the talents of new generation of storytellers, designers, dancers and choreographers. Well, this year, three of their own artists will tell their own stories. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with one of the performers, Callum Gulagung. And a very good morning, Callum. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Callum.
Hello, everyone. My name is Callum Gulagung. Proud Raja man from Condobolin, and also a proud Darkin young man from the Central Coast, New South Wales.
Too deadly, brother. Beautiful footprint. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about 2024 Dance Clan has been announced. So, Callum Gulagung, you're one of them. Who are the other two, my brother?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Oh, sorry. We're talking about the this year, your three artists. Are telling their own stories. You're one of the artists. Who are the other two artists, brother?
The other two artists. So you got myself, and you got Lillian Banks, a pro Yaru woman from Broome.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Daniel Mateo. He's got ties to Tonga, and he's a Kamilaroi man. And he's also, but he's doing the dance film. So Lillian will be the other choreographer, and Daniel is part of the dance film with Director Cap.
Well, too deadly. Now, we as First Nation people, we are storytellers, whether we're sitting around a campfire or we're playing the song telling our story, or we use our body to deliver through dance. And that's exactly what you three will be doing. Yep. Paint that picture.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm one of the choreographers, so I'll be dancing. I'll be making the dance on the Bangar Ensemble, as well as Lillian Banks. She'll be making another original work for herself about her land and her story through dance movement. And Daniel will be telling some sort of dance film through his movement of how he's trying to tell a story about he's got a poem that he writes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to try and express his narrative through some the dance film and tell it.
Yeah, fantastic. And where will the show be performed, my friend?
It's at Bangara, the wharf where we work at our studio.
Okay.
And tickets go on sale on Monday.
On Monday? Yep. And when will the show be happening? What dates?
When you look for the tickets, you'll be able to see the dates on that. I'm not too sure, but it'd be end of November, start of December.
Deadly. It sounds like a fantastic show, bro. Can we share it with the rest of the country? Will you be taking this on the road?
Possibly, like this is what the program's for. It's
okay.
To start up the new creatives, the young up and coming generation to see, you know, to express their talent.
Mm.
You know, all throughout the program, there's all different kind of black actors, excellencies, like the music,
mm.
the stage production, the you know, even the choreographers were all like young indigenous.
And all black operators, all black performers, exactly. Beautiful black space, my brother.
That's it.
Too deadly. Now, tell us a bit about your story, brother. How long have you been with Bangarra?
This is my 6th year with Bangarra.
6 year, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be going on 7 next year.
Good, good. And how do people get in Bangarra? Do you have like an audition phase? How do people get involved?
Well, because I started off at NASDA, which
NASDA,
is
yes.
an offspring of Bangarra, so I started off there, so I had that kind of connection through NASDA to Bangarra. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, there's a thing called with that we have is the Russell Page program, which is for a graduate to get the experience into a dance company.
Mm-hmm.
So you audition for that for Bangarra, and over the course of a year, they train you to become what is a professional dancer, and then mm. like then you go onwards from that.
True,
so you
either
stay with us, or you go off on your own journey.
So as a student from NASDA, 4 years there, then Bangarra have auditions. Is that how you become part of Bangarra? Do you
yeah,
have to
yeah.
perform like to be a part of the program as such?
Yeah, so when you audition, it's a like a long day audition, and then
yep.
after that, we already have like a schedule plan on how we want the following year to come. So you just slot into that,
yeah.
And you come on, you come perform with us. You do our training just like us. You
mm.
essentially work as a dancer with us.
Now, as a dancer / become choreographer, this. It's a fantastic career because you get to travel as well. You're learning culture, and when you're in another man's country, whether you're in the Torres Straits or whether you're Darwin or what have you, you're learning from the traditional owners. So that in itself is a powerful educational tool.
No, 100%, for sure.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
we're always constantly learning about different stories. Like every year we've got a new, we'll create a new work, so we go back to country, we
mm.
learn about the stories, about the dances there, and initially we give back
mm.
the story. So
give
we,
back,
we take
yes.
a, yeah. We,
so
we
you get permission from the elders to do that, don't you?
Yeah, all the time.
Mm.
We're in constant communication regarding the work.
It's yes.
Like if we need to change the work, we call them up and make sure that it's allowed
yes.
By them. In the contemporary concept of it.
Yeah, so protocol's front and centre, isn't it? The respect part.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, of course.
So you can emphasise, brother, to other young brothers and sisters out there, you can make a career in dance, yes.
Oh, for sure. Like I was one of them people that didn't even know that this could be a career. So
yeah, yeah, there you go.
Now,
exactly.
For me to be now getting the opportunity to create my own work and
yeah.
expressing my my dialogue within myself, I think
mm.
it's a great pathway for young Indigenous black men and women to
mm.
see if they can take.
Well, like I said, we're storytellers, and you're dancing your way through life, telling the stories,
that's,
my brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Color too deadly. Well, I want to give a big shout out to like my beautiful sister Alana, who was with NASDA. AIDT back in the day, and danced with Marilyn Miller, and of course the Blanco Mob, yeah, Raymond Blanco, and of course
Page
brothers,
yeah.
You know, with
course,
David Russell and you know Stephen, and look, fantastic brother. So I'm feeling you know where you're at, and it is a powerful tool. Congratulations, Dance Clan announced for 2024. Keep
yeah,
doing
cool.
what you do, my brother. And also a big shout out to Lillian Banks as well as Daniel Mateo, brother. I think it's great. And they can
thank
go
you.
Online to purchase tickets for bangarra.com.au, yes?
Yes, of course.
And see you guys in action. Well, break a leg, my brother, and we will yarn soon, Callum.
Awesome, thank you for that.
Too deadly, brother. Well, a beautiful yarn, and that's Callum Goolagong. He's one of the announced performers for Dance Clan Bengara 2024. And this year, three of the artists will tell their own stories, developing into original dance works and one dance film. And those artists are, of course, Callum Goolagong, Lillian Banks, and Daniel Mateo. Too deadly. Do check out your mob. And for you young ones out there, yes, dance can become a career. Get to travel the country, if not the world, in regard to performing on stage. Shake booty, so to speak, but also learning culture. Too deadly. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. And that's BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And have you saying yarn up strong. National Talk Black, too deadly.
No people, you know, violent, I'm up on me standing in equal. All the allies talking treaty on the microphone lead. The Baker Boys, the next episode of the sequel. We need to find a way to be really proud, spiritually loud, and up high in the cloud. I'm like a bird looking down. Every woman, every man, I'm a god, I can reap my clan connected to the land. Limit treaty, Dama, do a Napuru Wanga, do a Numalanga, Napudazi, that I did a Wanga. That way, you know, Martimuma Wanga. Respect to the allies that passed on, left us a legacy and song to carry on. Make a treaty, let's get it on. Call the old man, keep the fire burning strong.
Well, they heard it on the radio, and they saw it on the television. Back in 1988, all those talking politicians.
Take a stand. All languages, tribes, laws, and bands. Two more ideas, just like yin and yang. Promises can't just appear into the sand. We gotta put all differences aside. 40,000 years we have survived. Through the force, simulation, and the genocide. Can't cry anymore, cause that trees are dry. All plans up aside, it's so critical. People say this will take a miracle. Wait, the political party's all clinical. It's about something more spiritual. That way you'll know my lali and the day and world. While I'm at your people, then I'm not 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 at your
people, then I'm not at your people, then I'm not at your people, then I'm not at your people, then I'm not at your people, then I'm not at your people, then I'm not at your people, then I'm not at your people, then I'm not at your people, then I'm not at your people, then I'm not at your people, then I'm not at your people, then I'm not at your.
Imagine. color blind. My enemy will be a friend of mine. Yelling treaty, need an agreement, no secret. This time let's do it right and we make sure we keep it. Can't change the past, but we can stem the bleeding. Equality, acknowledgement is all we are seeking. One land, one mob, that's all we believe in. This needs to happen now. Do we really need a reason? Not here to take over, here to take back. Written all over your face, brother man, face facts. For centuries, my people felt trapped. And to think a piece of paper could have changed all that. But as it stands, the paper's blank. It's not okay to be okay with that. Let's rewrite history, spirit, mental, and physically. Still no treaty, it's killing me.
My dad wrote this song 25 years ago, Treaty, and still, we are waiting for our treaty. Where is our treaty?
We want our treaty now.
Hey, what's on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program, Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Si buino, We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Bagat bara naji Jingra bali naji abun jana ji abun mindi gai bagat bara naji.
Over 60,000 years we've been in this place. Elders have told stories of seeing the winds change. Now it's a new world of suffering and pain. It's a wonder that I'm here to rap about it today. Is my mindset straight to get ready for it mentally? Cause life was so hard in the 21st century. Pushed to the brink with tax and Centrelink. A forced lifestyle, I won't let them overthink. Don't let them overdrink cause they know how we get wild. Reminiscing on how we used to do on the K-side. Sometimes I sit and think about the old days. But I wouldn't have my fam, so now to me it was an old face. It's hard to see the light when you're low paid. I took a job as a father, now I'm shining like a gold chain. I laid tracks like a soul train. I'ma pave the way for the young and old and okay, mama. Yeah. I walk a mile on this fine line, projecting light inside a tomb like canaries in a coal mine. Hold you down in these low times, trying to provide for my family, but these devils try to co-sign. You feel the levels of these dope rhymes. Receive the knowledge of this game through the pain, watch your hope rise. Clear the air, smoke will subside. Ain't plain, it's necessary for canaries in the coal mine. My line is strong, my people stood proud. I found my footprints on ancestors' trade routes. They've given me the strength, so I see without a doubt how they always stayed real. We never made it. I was walking to a crossroad of lost souls. Mike by my side, I had to pay toll. Had to
show my John Boo to the right bro. Damn near had to strap up and go cold, but now I see will they be backing up culture without going digital? We need more originals, classic elders, spiritual, seen on TV, no ridicule. And black, I see life as cynical, but if you get over that bridge, we can live life imperial, kid, without hate in the heart. Time for making a star, I'm down for shaping the art of building faith in this craft. Let's go. Let's go. Rejecting light inside a tomb like canaries in a coal mine. Hold you down in these low times, trying to provide for my family, but these devils try to co-sign. You feel the levels of these dope rhymes, receive the knowledge of this game through the pain, watch your hope rise. Clear the air, smoke will subside. And claim is necessary for canaries in the coal mine.
Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers, so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe, during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wuchopperen's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wuchopperen on 40801080 to learn more.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too, Deadly. All right, IndigiGrow paves the way to increasing biodiversity with a weekend for the whole family. We're talking about looking after native plants, talking about planting. We're talking about looking after our country. We're going to catch up a yarn with Peter Cooley, who's the CEO of First Hand Solutions, and talk about this fantastic space. On the line, Peter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thanks for allowing me to join your program and you know, share with your listeners.
No, thank you, my brother. And before we start, Peter, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you from?
Yeah, I'm from I'm a proud Bidjigal man from the La Perouse Aboriginal community, and if the listeners are not sure where La Perouse is, well, we're on the northern foreshore of Botany Bay, about 10 minutes drive east of Sydney Airport on the coastline.
Fantastic, beautiful. First Hand Solutions, that's your corporation, your company there. Tell us about First Hand Solutions, please, Peter.
Yeah, look, First Hand Solutions, we do a lot of work around working with mob, you know, particularly around economic development, culture, and I suppose biodiversity and the environment. I've spoke to your listeners before where we run the National Indigenous Art Fair at the cruise ship terminal at Circular Quay.
Yes.
But we also run an all Aboriginal market here in Sydney called the Black Markets, which is now starting to move around New South Wales, and that's about supporting small Aboriginal businesses in arts, crafts, tourism and bush foods. Yeah. And then we run, an important project called IndigiGrow, which I started 7 years ago, and it was about, being able to engage our young people, giving them an apprenticeship in horticulture, but part of their job is also connecting them to country and passing on cultural knowledge from our old people about our plants. Ultimately, our young people then going on and start caring for country by being able to propagate and grow our local plants, because it's important for us here in Sydney. I'm not sure if the wider Australian community realises, but on Sydney's coastline here, we only have 3% of our traditional plants remaining. The biggest impacts have been development on Sydney's coast. So for us as traditional custodians in this part of country, when you have such a small amount of your coastal vegetation remaining, it's not a good feeling knowing that the old people and the ancestors come for us did such a great job in nurturing all of that and looking after that, and we now have that responsibility and we have to deal with the process of colonisation and the cities. Well, Australia's biggest city on our doorsteps, and a lot of traditional country affected.
Well, we're talking about like your corporation, First Hand Solutions. What I'm picking up, Peter, is having black hands turned into green fingers, so to speak, and looking after our country, looking after our native plants. I think it's beautiful, brother. And very important,
yeah,
too, very important.
It's really important for us to be leading the way. There's a lot of, we still have a lot of cultural knowledge around country and caring for country and with our old people, and that's the beauty about it is that, that knowledge has been passed on to our young people, and our young people are actually the ones that are driving the revival of our coastal plant community. So, you know, the young people from community are out there every day working and increasing our local biodiversity, which, you know, it improves the environment, but, you know, it improves our whole landscape for not just our people, but all people in Sydney, you know. It's really important work that our young people are doing.
Well, we can't have our native plants dying out. So, like I said, a very important space there and connection to country is making it real when you've got native plants growing on country and surviving, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our biodiversity is our sustainability.
Exactly.
When that's out of whack, when that's out of balance, our country is not sustainable. So there's a huge amount of work to be done, not just in reviving these species, but also the horticultural industry in general. There's a huge amount of work, particularly education around, the effects on our native plants and our animals, etc. That the widespread introduction of non-native plants is having,
of course,
with our plants and animals, it really is.
Well, non-native plants, you could say. I'm just saying, Peter, that non-native plants could become like a weed for our native plants, could it not?
Well, they basically are.
Yes.
And as it stands at the moment, government is spending, billions of dollars on trying to eradicate seed that has escaped from the backyards, non-native seed that has escaped from the backyards, and it's found its way into our native areas and is really impacting, and affecting our native biodiversity.
Yes. And we're talking about Indigidro is launching Caring for Country. First of all, what's Indigidro? And tell us about the Care for Country program, brother.
Yeah, Indigidro is basically a native plant initiative that I started here to try and provide opportunities for our young people and employ them and pass on cultural knowledge. Growing up in a city, it's really difficult for, our young kids to continue culture and continue getting that cultural knowledge that is the foundation of well-being and makes them strong and resilient. And so if we're to do that, we have to create initiatives that allow us to do that. And that's why I created Indigigo. And the vehicle for doing that is through our native plants.
Beautiful.
There's a lot of knowledge still in community with the old people, with our local plants.
Mm.
And I just wanted to get kids, off screens, get them back out, connected on country and have that cultural grounding. And at the same time, give them an apprenticeship in horticulture so they come out
beautiful.
With that, lifelong skills and nationally recognised training. But at the same time, they come out culturally strong and then they can look after country.
No, that's fantastic. How do you engage with the young ones? Is it through schools or how do you do that, brother?
Well, I mean, all of the young apprentices and the Indigenous staff, well, they all come from the La Perouse Aboriginal community. We're based in La Perouse.
Okay.
And, all the staff come from our community. So we are providing quite big impacts in the community by providing all those jobs. And what's been really pleasing out of it is that last year, towards the end of last year, I had six full-time apprentices. And when we finished 2023 and entered into 2024, we only had three, and that's because three of them finished their apprenticeship. So we've taken those young kids, you know, all the way from not knowing much about plants to now being leaders in our plants. And two of those apprentices have now gone on and become our nursery managers at both of our nurseries. So it's really provided that that pathway, that leadership pathway, and they're now, you know, managers.
Look, that's beautiful, and it's not about come and go, but come and grow, partner Putt. You know, they've moved on, but they've grown in regard to their knowledge, and they are continuing the growth of planting native trees, and it's powerful, brother. Congratulations, Peter. You're going to be excited about that.
Oh, very, very excited, and, you know, I think before we see out 2024, we'll have some more additions, we'll have some more apprentices come on board, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Fantastic.
You know, young members of our community can join us and, you know, start their journey on getting that, that qualification and that cultural knowledge, but more so, you know, on that journey to becoming young leaders in the community.
Yes. Now, First Hand Solutions, so you've got a nursery as such. Is it open for the public? Do you retail your plants as such?
Yeah, we've got two nurseries
in
the local community, so they're not far apart.
Yes.
But our La Perouse nursery is where all of our customers come.
Yes.
You know, and we've been a retail nursery since we began, but this Saturday we take a huge leap forward and in launching our Caring for Country program. And under that program, we've just discussed, you know, what that means. But also another part of it is that we want to engage the community to jump on board and help us increase our biodiversity much quicker. So
more hands,
to engage them
is
we're launching, as part of the Caring Country program, we're going to be selling plants from now on, this Saturday onwards, at wholesale prices to the public. And that just means that plants become more accessible and more affordable for Australians, and which means we get more native plants planted on country.
Beautiful.
And that can only be a good thing.
Well, look, a growth industry, partner Punt, in more ways than one, my brother. Thank you for your yarn. Big shout out to First Hand Solutions, also in DigiGrow. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother. And, look, living the dream, brother. I feel that, Peter.
Yeah, look, and if any of your listeners are from Sydney, are based in Sydney, feel free to come out to the nursery on Saturday morning. We're open all weekend, but we'll have some official, you know, official kickoff at 9:40 with a welcome to country from one of our local elders, Annie Barb.
Yes.
But it will be launched by our Federal Environment Minister, Tanya Plibersek, at 9:55.
Beautiful. Now, your address there, please, brother.
Yeah, we're on the corner of Bunurong Road and Yarra Road, Phillip Bay. We're actually based in the grounds of La Perouse Public School, and our entrance is in Yarra Road.
Beautiful, fantastic. Well, good luck with it all, my brother. Stay strong, Black Deadly, and we'll yarn soon, Peter.
Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate the time on your program.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Peter Cooley, his name is, CEO of First Hand Solutions. So do Google it, check it out, First Hand Solutions, mob in Sydney. Go and check out what's happening on the weekend, and check out Indigidrow as well. Indigidrow, that's one word, .com.au. So do check it out. Fantastic. And it's about paving the way to increasing biodiversity for native plants, and so they don't die out. It's so very important. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Yarn with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. National Talk Black. Yes, let's yarn, you mob, too deadly.
Oh, well, let's get some one, eh?
Yeah. Oh, we get it spot on.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm. gather round people, I tell you a story, an 8-year long story. Power and pride, the British Lord Vesty and Vincent Lingari were opposite men on opposite sides.
Vesty was fat with money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his dough. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Gurindji were working, nothing but rations. Once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily depression got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand.
They picked up their swags, started off walking at Wadi Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking back at the homestead and then in the town.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Vesty man said, I double your wages. $7 a week you have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land.
Vesty man roared, Vesty man thundered. You don't stand a chance of a cinder in snow. Vincent, if we fall, others arising.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingari, he boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city of lights. Daily he went round, softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life.
Vincent sat down with their big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out. Why are people hungry? Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingari returned in an airplane back to his country, once more to sit down. He told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns.
Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, to when that tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, came with great ceremony. Through Vincent's fingers, poured a handful of sand.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. That was the story of Vincent Lingari. This is the story. Something much more of power and privilege cannot move a people who know where they stand and they stand in their law. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
ZK, time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest, on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These possum tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake, but I act finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload. To the bad vibes, tell them still I beat. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip, never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch, dead or alive, top five. Red hot bullets, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, it got you saying.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.